Happy Monday, friends, and welcome to Anchor Points as we begin our week by anchoring ourselves in the good news of Jesus Christ. One of my favorite parts of the Christmas season is going to see kids' Christmas plays. Whether it's at school or at church, I just enjoy it. And I always love when something goes wrong, a kid forgets their lines or makes a funny statement or is kind of done singing and just sits down. Those are all those memorable parts. And one of my most memorable times when one of my kids got to play the innkeeper because it was the easiest line that they had to learn in any Christmas play ever. And you probably know what the line is, right? When the innkeeper says, "No room." I think we still mess that up somehow. But in any event, the innkeeper is a figure in the Christmas story that doesn't really have any lines in the scriptures, and yet stands in a very important moment. In Luke chapter 2, we're told that Mary and Joseph have come to Bethlehem to be registered as part of the census, and when they arrive, it comes time for Mary to give birth, and they can't find a place for them to do that. There's no room in the inn. And of course, this reminds us of how just miraculous the entire story of Jesus' birth really is. How dangerous, how unexpected. And yet this is how God chooses to enter into a world. Entering in moments of real kind of uncertainty. A moment of unexpected place. And finding no room and yet still coming to be with us. You know, in the world around us, there is so much uncertainty and anxiety and fear, chaos, and it seems like our hearts are closed off because we want to protect ourselves from this world around us. But it's into just moments like that that Jesus comes into our life. If only we will simply make a little room to welcome Him in. So this week, we have the opportunity to think about how we can, unlike the innkeeper who misses out on the opportunity, we can open our hearts to receive Jesus once again, to make room for the coming of the King, making room to come into our messy life and to help us rejoice in salvation. So think about that this week, friends. Make some room for the Savior in your life. Have a great week.